This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Today I want to talk about the importance of having an encounter with God. True worship always begins with an awareness of God's holiness. We've lost something of that in our worship services. There was a time when people were so aware of this aspect of worship that the very churches themselves were being constructed in ways that emphasized the awesomeness of God with high ceilings that will promote that sound and that worship. In recent years, theology and worship have emphasized the nature of a personal God, the love of God, the joy of God, and this to such a degree that for some reason we've forgotten that our God is also an awesome God. We have almost reformed God into a little buddy or someone to pal around with. We've forgotten that God is such an awesome and holy God that to be in His presence is to be filled with wonder. The fear of God, it's a controversial issue for some because of the idea that we should be telling people about the love of God, that God loves us and He's our best friend. And all this is true, but it's only part of the truth. Throughout the Bible, we are taught that we ought to fear God, to stand in awe of His awesome power and might, and to fear His awful wrath. The Bible says that the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. In Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 12, it says, "And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord our God?" The fear of God is a healthy fear to have. And the more I see, the more I recognize the need for us to regain this fear in our culture. God bashing has become such a popular thing. We need to compare ourselves and measure ourselves by God instead of comparing ourselves to others. And for this, we need to have an encounter of God. If someone called you holy, will you consider to be a compliment or an insult? And the first response of an unholy person to the holiness of God is an acute awareness of personal sin. In the Bible, we are told that be holy as God is holy. In Leviticus chapter 11, God says, "I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves and be holy because I am holy. Do not make yourselves unclean by any creature that moves about on the ground. I am the Lord." So we see this commandment from God, and Jesus echoes this commandment also in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 48. He says, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." And we are able to hide some of our wickedness in the dark. But when we come into the presence of God, all darkness is gone because all the hidden is exposed. You cannot come into the presence of God without becoming aware of God's holiness and without becoming aware of our own unholiness. And the Bible teaches that we are not faultless but blameless if we are filled with the Spirit and walking in the light. And there is a difference. The difference is made clear when you examine your definition of sin. There are two definitions of sin, and both are correct. However, most lean far to one rather than the other. And the first is the ethical definition. The ethical definition of sin says that sin is a willful violation of a known law of God. And this is truth. If you are not willfully, intentionally breaking God's law, your transgression is automatically covered by the atonement and God finds you blameless. A second definition is the legal definition. And the legal definition of sin says that sin is any falling short of the glory of God. And this is also true. However, until that day, even the holiest of men must recognize their unholiness, for we compare ourselves not with the holiness of others, but with the holiness of God. And like Isaiah, when we recognize our unholiness, we must repent of it. God is an awesome God, and I want you to know that He's a powerful, powerful God. He's holy and just. He will not stand for evil, but He's patient and kind. He's the God of love and compassion. What His justice demands of you, His grace provides. The question is, how will you respond? Are you willing to have an encounter with God? This is Tony Silvera, and you